sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall.
Born in a small Tennessee town, Jimmy Martin grew up poor on his parents' hog farm. He purchased his first guitar when he was just 10 years old, paying for the musical instrument with money earned by hunting and selling possum skins. Jimmy Martin was first exposed to music at a young age, and he grew up singing traditional American folk ballads. As a teenager, he first heard Bill Monroe's mix of mandolin, fiddle, and guitar music that we now know as bluegrass. In an interview several years ago, he said that as a young boy, he knew he wanted to play that music too.
As you know, I was born a country boy way up in the hills of East Tennessee, in a little town called Sneedville. I always wanted to be an entertainer and a bluegrass and country music singer. I want to thank all of my fans for making my dreams come true.
My pony from Kentucky, she's found another man. I can't even kiss her, can't even hold her hand. The moon we used to love beneath is still up in the sky. So now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in mine.
In 1948, Jimmy Martin traveled to Nashville, Tennessee, and managed to talk his way backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. His goal was to play guitar and sing for Bill Monroe. That impromptu audition worked, and Monroe offered Jimmy Martin a job as one of his bluegrass boys. Jimmy Martin played with Bill Monroe until 1954, making 46 recordings with the group that include the now classic bluegrass songs Uncle Penn and Walking in Jerusalem. In 1956, he set off on a solo career with his band, the Sunny Mountain Boys. They recorded for Decca Records for the next 18 years, helping to bring bluegrass into the mainstream. His style of music differed from Bill Monroe's in that Jimmy Martin's style focused on the vocals, not instrumentals. Over the years, Martin's Sunny Mountain Boys became a training ground for a string of now familiar bluegrass names, including J.D. Crowe, Doyle Lawson, Alan Mundy, and Paul Williams. Freeborn Man was one of Jimmy Martin's hits during the Decca years.
I got a gal in Cincinnati, got a woman in San Antonio. Always loved the girl next door, but any place is home. I'm a freeborn man. My home is on my back. I know every inch of highway and every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Despite his string of hits, Jimmy Martin was denied his lifelong dream of becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. His temperament clashed with Opry management, and he was denied membership into that exclusive club. That part of his life is at the heart of a book called True Adventures with the King of Bluegrass. But Jimmy Martin was not denied many honors. He was inducted into the International Bluegrass Music Association's Hall of Honor in 1995 and was even the subject of a documentary film, King of Bluegrass, The Life and Times of Jimmy Martin. That movie was released in 2003 and has a wonderful soundtrack made up of Jimmy Martin's hits, including Hit Parade of Love. I'm Catherine Cole.
From what I've been hearing, you really got it made. You've got a lot of fellas on your lover's hip parade. And if I can be your number one, well, I don't know what I'll do. I wanna be from up to the top, I'm so in love with you. On the hip parade of love, I know I'll never stop. I've got a long, long way to climb before I reach the top. But if I do get there soon, I really have it made. Number one, honey lovers, it's the rain.